Dear Cheap Astronomy, are we really not going to Mars in the 2030s? Well, probably not. NASA's moving target is now 2037. It was previously 2033 until an independent review looked at their current plan and said no way, and also said no way to the next launch window in 2035, so it's 2037 now, which Cheap Astronomy guesses will be pushed into 2040 in about 3 years. China is talking about launching Taikonauts to Mars in the 2033 launch window, but without a lot of details on how, excepting some hints that they might use nuclear technologies, at least for power, if not propulsion. NASA's 2037 plan is to launch astronauts from Earth in the Space Launch System and Orion capsule combo, the Orion capsule then docking with the planned Lunar Gateway space station, where the crew will then transfer over to the DST, the Deep Space Transport Vehicle, which will take them to Mars and back again. That independent review's main concern was that prototype testing of the DST really needed to start next year to make a 2033 launch. For China's proposed 2033 launch, it's possible their less transparent space agency is already building lots of exciting new spacecraft behind closed doors, but that's just possible, not likely. At this point in history, it's highly unlikely that any government or private company is going to invest the hundreds of billions of dollars required to get humans to Mars and back again when the chances of failure and crew mortality are as high as they currently are. Current propulsion technologies means a human-crewed Mars mission will take at least 2 years, and if they wanted to stay at Mars for more than a quick flag plant, the mission will be more like 3 years. Either way, 2 or 3 years is ample opportunity for all sorts of things to go wrong on a mission where you have to take everything you need with you. And apart from the mission infrastructure deteriorating over time, the astronauts' health will also deteriorate over time due to the effects of microgravity and also exposure to cosmic rays. There are theoretical solutions to these issues, but such solutions are barely on the drawing board, let alone flight tested, and would require a radical departure from any spacecraft designs that are currently in production. Details are sketchy on NASA's Deep Space Transport Vehicle, but it certainly won't have rotation-induced gravity. At the moment, it's looking like an Orion capsule with a larger inflatable habitat module attached. It seems to be the case that the Mars-bound astronauts will get by much as astronauts on the International Space Station do. That is, they'll do lots of exercise to counter the musculoskeletal and cardiovascular effects of microgravity, although all the exercise may not help with other effects of microgravity, for example, its effect on visual acuity. The Cheap Astronomy Research Department couldn't find any details on enhanced radiation shielding. The standard Orion capsule has a radiation sensor intended to detect a burst of increased radiation, such as from a solar flare. The crew are then meant to huddle together, surrounding themselves with stowage bags, to create a makeshift shelter. There's talk of a more permanent emergency retreat compartment planned for the Mars DST, but none of this thinking deals with the constant background of the generally more harmful galactic cosmic rays. So, you do have to wonder whether the agencies saying they will go to Mars in the 2030s really believe it themselves. NASA has a number of web pages covering a range of issues needed for a Mars mission that aren't obviously part of the 2037 mission plan. For example, the use of nuclear thermal propulsion and nuclear fission generators that will maintain power on the global dust storm-prone Martian surface. These are very sensible ideas that the Chinese may be considering also. Other even less talked about parts of the mission are the Martian lander, along with the key issue of how it will carry sufficient fuel to both manage the landing and the subsequent launch back. Landing along with its launch fuel doesn't seem physically possible because it's just too much mass, and the best current proposed solution is to source fuel from Mars itself. So, yes, we could go to Mars in the 2030s and maybe even land there. Whether we could take off again is another question, and what kind of shape the astronauts might be at the end of such a mission is yet another question. Of course, a whole lot of development can be achieved in the next 16 years, but only so much.